Pope St. Pius V formed the original Holy League in response to the dire situation in which Christian Europe had found itself all the way back in 1571. Well, with that intention in mind, here in the Pacific Northwest, the Holy League Catholic Conferences strives to create events and opportunities for men to come together, to pray, and to support each other in their vocations. Well, another one of their great conferences is coming up for the Advent season, and joining us today to tell us more about it, it is Deacon James Thurmond. Good morning, Deacon. Welcome back to the morning show.
Thank you, Brenda. It's great to be here.
So that is a long history. I did not realize that the Holy League Men's Conferences was kind of based and thought upon because of that original idea. Just tell us a little bit about the history of the Holy League Men's Conference as it pertains to us here in the Portland area.
Yes, well, it's 2016 that we started at St. Joseph's in Salem. And it was quite something because it was an ice storm that we had across all of the Willamette Valley. And it was kicking off that Friday night, and I was getting everything ready, and there was not a soul in the city on the road as I was going to set up. And I'm thinking, no one's coming to this conference. And then Saturday morning, we had over 400 registrations, and we had an additional 300 walk-ins.
Wow.
So it just showed that I was doing the Lord's work and that this was behind, God was behind me, because, you know, I wanted to do this conference. I wanted to do something for the men of the Archdiocese. We are all hungry to grow in our prayer life and our spiritual life. And so I'm like, well, this is a bad way to start. I'm not sure if anyone's going to show. And it's really a shot in the spiritual arm, I say, that our Lord blessed us and ended up being our largest conference of attendance ever. And this year is our 12th year, and we've never had that number like we had that first year. But it was like, it just kick-started. It got us our budget. It really got us on the map, and there's men that have gone every year since.
Deacon James, the idea, most people would look at their lives, and you are a deacon, you are raising a family, you have a full life, and you decided, you know what, I'm going to start doing these men's conferences. Did it feel daunting to you, maybe when the Lord placed this on your heart, saying, Deacon James, you're the one that I want to start this up? Did you at first try to think, I'm going to let somebody else take care of this?
Well, yeah, it was, you know how it really began with the, it was a year, just about a year, that we were getting together as men of the parish at St. Joseph. At the time, I was the pastoral associate there on staff, and I had this, through prayer, I thought, let's get together and do a monthly men's holy hour. And we dedicated it on Wednesday nights. What's traditionally Wednesday is dedicated to St. Joseph. And so the first Wednesday of the month, we started to do a holy hour. And I did a little reflection, or I had a guest priest come in and give a reflection. And then we had benediction, and it was wonderful. We had a holy hour, we prayed a rosary together, and we had a little reflection and then a little fellowship and snacks afterwards. And it kicked off, and it started with about 25, 30 men, and it grew to 45, 50, and as the year went on. And we did it for about a year, and I really believe God rewarding us and our passion for putting God first, that the idea that maybe let's do a big conference. I mean, this holy hour, men are coming, and they were not just coming from our parish, they were coming from the vicariate and even beyond. People were driving even 40 minutes just to come to this holy hour and meet all these men and have some fellowship, guys that they only see once a month and young husbands and fathers and young and old. And it was really the fruit of men praying together for 8 or 9 months, once a month, that planted the seed that maybe let's do a men's conference.
And it was from that single idea that the Holy League Catholic Men's Conferences has begun, and now they offer two conferences a year for men. One of those is coming up. Well, as these ideas take hold and you realize that more and more men want to not only be able to meet on a, you know, twice a year for these big events, now at the time it's, you know, up until recently just been once, you've decided to kind of expand. And now there are ways for quarterly, again, these kind of smaller group of men can get together. Tell us a little bit about what is now available.
Yes, now we are through the fruits of the conference. We thought we need to do more. The men come after they go to the conference, you know, it was once a year, and they're always like, what's next? So eventually we said, hey, we do it every year in Advent, and then let's do on the first Saturday of Lent. And we did that for the first time last year. But now we're doing these quarterly events, and it's at the White Chapel out in Sherwood. It's on the property of, where St. Francis Parish in Sherwood is, and it's these half-day conferences. We call them Saints and Cigars. That's the event, and it's just in the morning with a great talk by a guest speaker, usually one of our local priests or local clergy, and then from there we have a little barbecue and cigars in the afternoon, and it's a real something simple, and it's just a little half-day event, and that's what we are doing now. Through we just had one in the fall, and with Father Anderson, and now we have ones coming up. We have one with Bart Schutz from who is known with healing the family and with his brother, and he's coming to speak. He's coming to the Archdiocese to speak, and we're getting him to have a chance to speak for our Saints and Cigars night afternoon. So that's coming up in January.
All right. Well, looking forward to that. And be sure to check out Mater Dei Radio's community calendar for all of those events coming up. Again, the Encountering the Father's Love and Forgiveness Saints and Cigars event will be January 23rd. And you can find more information on that on the community calendar and also on the Holy League Catholic Men's Conference's webpage. Deacon James, I've enjoyed our conversation, and there is more I want to talk to you about, especially as this Advent conference is just a few weeks away. I am already up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break to continue in the next half hour?
Of course.
And I'm back this morning. I'm being joined by Deacon James Thurman live in studio today as we talk about the Holy League Catholic Conferences. An Advent conference is coming up, and Deacon James is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Deacon James. Thanks for staying with me today.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's these conferences that was really a big part of what you do. Now, up until a few years ago, it was just once a year. You've decided to expand it, and now you offer them twice a year. Why is it important to have these kind of on a regular basis, especially during these important liturgical seasons of the year?
Yes. Well, we started in Advent in the very beginning, and it's always easy to remember. It's the first Saturday of Advent. And, you know, the church has two, you could say, retreats of the year, liturgically. We have our mini retreat in Advent, and then we have our big retreat as a church, our universal church, in Lent. And so to kick off Advent, to focus on the coming of the Lord, we have the first Saturday of Advent conference. And now, you know, men are, they're hungry. They're always, they're saying, what's next? And like, when is the next event that we could get to go to? And men are spiritually, they're hungry for God, for fellowship, and a lot of these men don't have a lot of other men in their life, and this and fellowship, and that this is an opportunity to grow, meet new men who are taking their faith very seriously and want that prayer and that support. And so now we have the Lent conference, and so it's easy to remember. It's the first Saturday of Lent, and the other difference is that we have two locations, just in case we have the one in Advent that's in Salem, so the Mid-Willamette Valley, so we bring in people from the south and the north. But then we've been hosting the Lent one up here in the Portland area, and right now for a handful of years, we've been at St. Stephen's Catholic Church with Father Anderson. He's been generous to host it there for our Lent conference, and so it's great because the Portland one, it is a different crowd. There's Portlanders will go to this one more, or we get a lot of Southwest Washington guys will come down, even from the Seattle area, will come down to that Portland one. So it's, and then at the Advent one, I've met people coming from Grants Pass and even Northern California. So, yeah, so it's good to, I have two different parts of the diocese, you could say, a little hour or so apart. And it's great because it's like it's the two retreats of the year, and it's very liturgical, just like the church, as we are as church, living that liturgical cycle. And it's like by the time you, you're set on fire after the Advent conference. And maybe your fire's dwindling down a little bit, and you need a little shot in the spiritual arm, as they say. And here comes Lent, and then they get to the Lent conference. And so, you know, just a handful of months apart, it's just great. So you don't have to wait all year. You can have two conferences, and it's really unique. I've modeled a lot of ideas from men's conferences across the country, and know a lot of men that run these other conferences. And I can't find a diocese across the country that has two conferences in the year. Typically, most men's conferences are Lent throughout the country, and we are doing two, which praise God, and people are coming. It's they both still get packed. It's not like people are overwhelmed by too much.
Well, this upcoming conference, again, it is December 6th. It begins at 9 o'clock a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Salem. This Advent retreat, it's such a perfect theme: to Jesus through Mary, the path of strength. Because during this Advent season, we focus on the birth of Christ, the story of the incarnation coming to us through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Just kind of give us and share us your thoughts on some of the ideas and the discussions that you're going to be offering that day.
Yeah, you know, Jesus through Mary, it's really been a constant theme throughout our history of the conference, and many of the men love the rosary, they love Marian devotion, and you know, a lot of men will say, as well as myself, you know, it was really Mary that brought me to Jesus and helped me grow in my love for the Eucharist. It all started with praying the rosary in that relationship. And Our Lady's, that's all she's about, is about taking us by the hand and bringing us to her Son. And a lot of the speakers that throughout these years, and even this year, they all have a Marian talk that's about Jesus and Mary, that always, that you don't leave one without the other. I mean, especially in Advent, here we are, Our Lady's bringing our Lord. She said with her fiat, yes, you know, this is the Theotokos, the God-bearer. We get close to Our Lady, she will only bring us closer to her Son and greater love for him. And that's all that matters to her and to the church.
Mm, Absolutely. We know with all that Our Lady offers us, it never ends with her. She is always pointing us to her Son. Now, men in the area, you have an opportunity to know more. Saturday, December 6th is the Holy League Catholic Conference to Jesus Through Mary. You've got a great lineup of speakers. Deacon David DeNuzzo will be joining you that day, as well as Justin Fatica. And of course, Deacon James Thurman will be there. As all of your conferences do, it's important to celebrate the Eucharist. And it begins that morning at 9 o'clock with Mass with our own Archbishop. Yeah. Tell us, about why it's important to have time, that men have time with our Archbishop as well.
Oh, it's so important. The men love our Archbishop, and they get excited to know that he will be there. And so does he. He has personally told me through the years that this is one of the highlights, that he has an opportunity to speak exclusively to all of the men of his diocese, and he loves it. He's edified and seen a packed church full of men who are putting God first and their faith in Christ first, and so he loves it. Every chance he gets, it's been a couple years, but he normally is our main celebrant. I would say he's been our main celebrant for the Mass about half, 5 or 6 times out of these 12, if I remember right. And so it's great. He'll have his talk is really an extended homily, So he will be speaking to all of us, and he loves it because it's very unique for him. He's going to a place, his men, that he shepherds, and the men come from all over his diocese, and his homily is just directed to us as husbands, as fathers, as men of faith, and we're not just edified that he's there taking his time to be with us, but he is encouraged and looks forward to it himself.
Absolutely. So don't want to miss a moment of it. Again, it begins at 9 o'clock a.m. This is open to men 18 and older. Boys, you may attend so long as you are accompanied with your father. Deacon James, always a great morning when you join us. Just in our last few moments, I'd like to give you this opportunity. Go ahead and just invite men to check out all that you have to offer and invite them to this year's Advent Conference.
Yes, well, it's real simple. Everything we have, and we have multiple dates, it's all on our website, theholyleague.org. First and foremost, come and experience our Lord in this great event in Advent, this conference that's coming up just less than a month away. And it's from there, we will be telling you about all of the other dates that you can go to. And you can register to all of these events that we're talking about. And you're going to be edified. You're going to meet men who are taking their faith to the next level. They want to meet other men that are taking their faith seriously. They want to know other husbands and fathers, other men who are fighting the good fight and want to finish the race under our Lord and our Lady. And so, be edified, be inspired. It's really a conference is different from a retreat. A retreat is more contemplative. Usually it's overnight, maybe it's a weekend, and this is like a conference, a one-day conference. You will be, starts early in the morning, and you'll be home for dinner with your family. And it's an opportunity that you can be edified and grow in your spiritual life. You grow in your understanding of the Eucharist, Our Lady, what it takes to be a husband and a father. You'll be inspired, and you'll meet men from all over the diocese. And it's a don't miss. It's very unique, and it's only twice a year. So I hope to see everyone there.
Oh, we are so encouraged by your words. We are grateful, Deacon James, for all of the work that you do in creating these conferences. And I thank you for your time today. Before we go, Will you end us in prayer and your blessing?
Of course. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My Almighty God bless you, this radio station, all the men and across this diocese and men that are be going to this conference to grow in greater relationship with our Lord and our Lady. And I bless you all, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Now again, the Holy League Catholic Conferences, their Advent Conference coming up on December 6th. You can find out more information by going online to their webpage. And to make it even easier, I am going to include the link to that'll get you right to their webpage on today's podcast that you'll find at materdeiradio.com and also on the Hail Mary Media app.